This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 150,000 people have been left homeless in the aftermath of a cyclone that unleashed storm surges in eastern India and Bangladesh, officials said on Thursday, with heavy rain slowing relief work in some low-lying coastal areas. At least five people were killed in the two countries after the cyclone moved inland from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, packing gusts up to 140 kilometers per hour, 87 miles per hour, and whipping up tidal surges. The storm is the second to hit India in a week as the country grapples with a deadly second wave of coronavirus infections that has stretched the healthcare system to a breaking point. Some 500,000 people were sheltered in relief camps, and officials said they had taken steps to reduce the risk of potential spread of the virus. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing the city of Goma in eastern Congo, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which sent lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The regional military governor announced early Thursday a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. The center of Goma, which was spared when the volcano erupted last week, is now under threat, with activity being reported nearby. Residents were advised to carry very little and told not to return to their homes until advised by authorities. Mount Nyiragongo is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it turned a dark sky fiery red Saturday night as it sent lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma, destroying more than 500 homes and resulting in the deaths of more than 32 people. This is VOA News.